You're with Matt Preston on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Forget celebrity chefs. The new rock stars of this world are the epidemiologists. Eric Banner, Kylie Minogue, Margot Robbie are household names, and so too now is Catherine Bennett, Chair in Epidemiology at Deakin University. I'm honoured to talk to you, Catherine. You have become a rock star. But the great thing is the next generation wants to be one too. Is it exciting that kids want to be epidemiologists now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we always have people who find us out and have an interest, but now I guess it's very front of mind for people. And we are definitely seeing a lot more interest and people coming forward and asking, you know, what it takes, what it's like, and how they can get there. It's great.
I mean, it's amazing. Enrollments in epidemiology have doubled since last year. That for someone who, you know, you've been thrust into the centre of the world in the most unpleasant circumstances, but it must be exciting to see that people really appreciate the work that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And as frightening as this has all been in terms of the waves and so on, there's a lot of, you know, budding epidemiologists out there. The number of people I hear from who are tracking the data, who are doing the numbers and really trying to understand the dynamics of the outbreak just shows how many people are kind of naturally equipped for this, but also actually find it fascinating.
Now, Catherine, I mean, it is fascinating, but as a child, did you grow up dreaming of wanting to be an epidemiologist?
Well, like a lot of people, you know, you don't really know the careers out there until suddenly you find your way to it. And that's certainly true. But I think there's a certain mindset that's really suited to it. And what I use when people come and talk to me about the course and whether they're right for it or the course is right for them, you know, I say, if you know roughly how much your groceries are going to be by the time you get to the register, then you've probably got the right mindset for it, because there's something about the way, you know, you think and you work with numbers and you can intuitively see when things add up and when they don't. They're some of the sort of natural skills that lend themselves to this sort of role.
I mean, what qualifications do you need to follow a course in epidemiology? Do you need to math methods? What are the essentials?
Yeah, look, a lot of people do the EPI as a postgraduate study. So we get people from clinical backgrounds, doctors who decide they want to work upstream rather than putting the band-aids on, they want to go back and prevent the injury or the illness. So we do have a lot of people that come into it at postgrad level from a health background, but some also from statistics or economics or other science and lab backgrounds. If you're coming through to the undergrad program, then people who have a good basic science, maths background will set them up well just to do that, you know, introductory statistics as they discover if this is a path for them.
And how many students are there currently enrolled doing epidemiology?
Oh, we have it as a core unit in our master's programs, and they're large programs. We have nearly 300 students at Deakin. I know we've got similar numbers at Melbourne and Monash, and we have some specialist EPI courses, and within those masters, some specialisations. So we have, you know, probably a group of 100 or so going through different universities with a specialisation, but we'll need that. We will actually have more demand now, and as we expand our public health workforce in response to this. And so I think that's a good career pathway for people.
I mean, more demand, not just for now, but also because of future threats as well?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's such a core role. It's not just the public health, you know, frontline, if you like, and how we've seen it working with the health departments now, as well as, you know, the analysis and commentary behind that. But there's also a very core role in medical and broader public health research. So EPI is really the skill set that drives the design of research, the analysis of research with the biostatisticians. So it's very much, you know, expanding as we continue in our kind of need and hunger for really good evidence to back our clinical side as well as our public health side.
Well, Catherine Bennett, I've got one final question. It's a typical shallow question that you'd expect from me. Are there any perks to epidemiology? Do you find yourself now? Do people when they see you in the street, do they high elbow you? When we come out of this, will you expect a better table when you go to the restaurant? Will you?
Well, it's interesting. Masks are actually good to keep you discreet. But I tell you, I can't go into my post office or even into my dentist without them saying I was reading you in the paper this week, you know. So it's nice that people kind of are out there reading the stuff, hungry for it and recognise it. But at the same time, sometimes a mask isn't a bad thing.
Catherine Bennett, celebrity. and also Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University. From now on, myself and Sammy Day will be calling it EPI, because obviously that is the much easier to say than epidemiology. Thank you so much for spending time talking to us. And really, at a time when we need heroes, it's fantastic, Catherine Bennett, that you are one of our current heroes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.